The protest of the Boston Tea Party of 1773 was a terrorist act comparable to 9/11. Allah is the Almighty God. This revisionist history is being taught to Texan students under scope. Federal and state tax dollars were used by a private group to develop scope, a new program designed to make Texan educators change their focus from basic skills to problem solving. However, basic facts are being replaced with radical perceptions about American history, traditions, values, and literature. Revisionist history is moving with lightning speed. Teachers who claim that the curriculum has been diluted and that scope falsely promises to raise academic standards are silenced through intimidation, a common practice in educational environments. Typically, educational theorists claim to raise the academic bar, but taxpayers and students find that bar bouncing at ground level along with student assessment scores. Revisionist history lessons have been creeping into school curricula since the late 1800s when secular humanists began shaping educational policy. According to the Humanist Manifesto I, their purpose is to establish a new religion that can be shaped for the needs of his, mankind's, age. So they removed all religious references from the educational curriculum, including the study of our founding documents and state constitutions because these documents refer to God. To replace God's laws with man's desires and situational ethics. Humanists boldly alter history to fit their purposes and viciously condemn those who expose their fallacies. The Aspen Institute is a humanist group that has been working to eliminate local control of schools. A new Civic Literacy, American Education and Global Interdependence claims that the conservative nature of parents, teachers, and school boards has slowed implementation of humanistic educational policy. To remove the conservative thorn, they recommend eliminating local control of schools through the federalization of education, gaining control of curricula, and retraining teachers by stripping them of their conservative ideologies. Humanists have thus far been successful in each area. Humanists intend to replace the American Republic, Constitution, and values with secularism. However, the joke is on the secularists, because humanists go postal when presented with pesky facts. In addition, individuals seek and need culturally accepted and well-defined moral boundaries. No form of tyranny has been able to eradicate religion. Secularist leadership simply pushes religious groups underground. Reminding a humanist or a progressive of these facts invokes their ire. But by eliminating God from school, a void has been created, rendering school curriculums susceptible to teaching that Allah is the Almighty God. The true Christian heritage and Christian ideals that are woven into the very fabric of the Constitution. Scope will not be limited to the state of Texas for long. Most state laws require that textbooks be reviewed by school boards, educators, and parents, but private groups like the Arabic and Gulen charter schools and Scope operate independently of state or local oversight. However, these organizations typically receive some funding from federal tax dollars. Money used by school districts to purchase the Scope program comes from state and federal dollars. Leadership from the Democratic Party, NOW, Planned Parenthood, and the UN have signed a humanist manifesto. These groups now seem to remain passive about the treatment of women and children by Afghan Muslims. They do not respond to the Wall Street Journal report that a new U.S. military manual requires U.S. troops to refrain from advocating women's rights, criticizing pedophilia, or mentioning homosexual conduct. The Humanist Manifestos 1, 2, and 3, the UN sexual guidelines presented by United Nations Economic, Social and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, the United Nations Population Fund, and the sex education guidelines presented by the humanist group Sex Information and Educational Council of the U.S., CECUS, all cause readers to wonder whether secularist ideology has more in common with the Muslim culture than it does with the Judeo-Christian culture that shaped the American Republic. Although Scope was created by a private organization operating under the Texas Education Service Center Curriculum Collaborative and functions independent of state or local oversight, parents have a right and an obligation to complain to Congress about federal and state dollars being used by groups that are not being held accountable to the taxpayer. To achieve effective school reform, parents and taxpayers must work with their state and federal legislators to eliminate federal funding of education, to reallocate those funds to the states, and to reinstate local control of schools. Karen Schroeder is the president of Advocates for Academic Freedom, AAF, which is a proponent for a return to fact-based curricula, accountability, and academic excellence in public education. Karen was appointed to the Governor's Educational Communications Board on May 1, 2012. She provides seminars designed to inform and motivate citizens to reclaim their responsibility to become involved in the decisions made at the local and state levels of the educational system. Karen is regularly interviewed by Wisconsin radio personalities. With a BA degree in education and a master's degree in special education, Ms. Schroeder has taught in suburban public schools for 36 years. During her teaching career, she became a freelance writer to provide citizens with information revealing the impact of social and political policies on the educational system. Her works are published in the Eau Claire Journal and numerous other newspapers across Wisconsin, Illinois, Alaska, and Massachusetts. As an education consultant, Ms. Schroeder provides seminars and campaign training programs to political candidates. Among other projects, OFF donates conservative current events materials to libraries of public schools. Karen can be reached at schroeder@centurylink.net or by calling 715-234-5072.